The Ghana Football Association has appointed James Kwesi Appiah as the substantive coach of the Black Stars. He has been the assistant coach of the Black Stars since 2008 and also led the Black Meteors to win the gold medal at the 2011 All Africa Games in Mozambique. Does his appointment satisfy the public's crave for a local coach? What expertise does he bring along? We have been joined on the line by former Black Stars player Mohamed Polu to share his sentiments on the appointment. We want to find out how you feel about Kwesi Appiah's appointment as the substantive coach of the Black Stars.
Yeah, I think it's a good news. The situation has, has come that, the majority of Ghanaians are looking for. Yeah, I think it was good news for all of us, because it looks as if the people of Ghana have spoken. A lot of Ghanaians were thinking about giving the job to a local coach. And fortunately, if it has fallen Kwesi Appiah, that was a good news. We will have to support him and hope that he will deliver.
What do you think Kwesi Appiah should do in order to ensure that he is successful?
Yeah, I think he has a lot to do. A lot has to be done. Because if you look at the trend of affairs, the work that he has done to raise the image of Ghana football, is a very a good work done, and we need to maintain it or even go past it. So the work that is given to him is not going to be easy, but he has to, equal to the task and ensure that we get there. We have to pray for him that he has to put all his, acts together and bring the best out of him to bear on the development where, Ghana football has reached at the last level.
There's always this problem about the players not respecting local coaches and they rather respect their foreign counterparts. What do you think Kwesi Appiah should do at this point in time to command respect among the players?
Yeah, I think he's been with them, so he knows, them very well. I don't think there is going to be any difference, from those he's seen. And maybe some new ones that he wants to, bring into the system, especially the local players that we're talking about. Because the local ones have been neglected for a very long time. He has to, frankly speaking, he has to have, a control over what he is going to do. And I would advise him that he should look for a standing team, here. With the local materials and start the work now, because this will make the difference. If he's also going to wait, for just a week and then or 2 weeks for him to call them and the players to play, I think there will be no difference. So we want to see the difference, and I would advise him that he should start it that way.
So finally, who do you think is the suitable candidate to partner Kwesi Appiah as his assistant?
I think he has to make his own choice. I think he has to make his own choice. The one he will be comfortable with. He shouldn't make it, nobody should dictate to him. He should be himself, and he should make his own choice of the coach to assist him. And I hope he can bring the best out of.
Also, the line is sports analyst Moses Fuamweni. Good afternoon to you, brother Moses Fuamweni. What do you make of Kwesi Appiah's appointment as the head coach of the Black Stars?
In the first place, I think it's great news for all Ghanaians, to have our own man in charge of the Black Stars. It's taken a long time for that to happen. I think the last time it was Osam Dodu who was in charge in 2002. Bobo, that Salisette has had some stints, and Kwesi himself has also been put in charge for some two matches. I think it's great that at long last we have our own man in place, and hopefully we're all going to throw our weight behind him. He comes to the job with a good pedigree. He captained the national team, played for the Black Stars in 82 when they won the cup way back in Libya. In fact, it was one of the young, very pivotal players that qualified us. We all do remember the match against the AIR Congo DR now, and that's when he got the nickname Mayele. He totally echoes one of Zaire's greatest players, Mayele, and in that game that qualified us, and he was part of the team that won in 82 and played for Kotoko, played for the Black Stars, captained the team, and he's been an assistant coach for the national team over the last 5-6 years, and I think he does deserve it, especially if you look at the fact that he put together, you know, a pretty depleted under 23 team because the league was on, and they went to Maputo and won the gold for the first time in Ghana's sporting history. So I think Kwesi Appiah has got the credentials, and it's useful that the whole of the Football Association and all Ghanaians throw our weight behind him. Even if he fails, it doesn't really matter. We just need to make him succeed. And I think all the most important thing is the conditions under which he's going to serve. I mean, let's give him the salaries that we're given to the European coaches. Let's give him the perks and the little allowances that he deserves, and I think he will succeed.
Why do you think the FA decided to settle on a black coach? Is it because they now believe in the ability of the local person?
I think, you know, it's one of two things. At the end of the day, you've got to look at merit. It doesn't matter the color of the skin. But I think that overall, the national mood is that we've had enough of these Europeans coming in, especially from Serbia. Djokovic, I think, built as one of the best teams we had between 2005 and 2006, August, when he left. But I think they've done their bit. Now, it's useful that we grant the opportunity to our own to also to see what they can do, because we spend a lot of money. If you look at the sort of amount of money that has gone down in the 1 year when Stepanovic has been in, and the tantrums that he's thrown and all the hullabaloo about it, I think it's useful that we try our own. I think the FA is taking the right decision. Now, policy-wise, I think you can also see that there's a lot of undergrowth, a lot of young coaches. Mohamed Polo has gotten his license now. There's Yao Preko, there's Yao Champon, there's Max Kuneja, who are all young past footballers who have joined the coaching train. In the past, we did have this National Sports Council batch of coaches, the Afranis and the Osamu Dusnadis. I think their era has passed. Kojadi has also passed off. I think one of the things that can happen in this era of Kwesi Appiah is to have him select some senior coaches like Coach Adi, Osam Dudu, and then Ben Kofi himself, all of whom are seasoned CAF and FIFA technical instructors, so that he can kind of pick from their stream, just tap the knowledge that they have had over the years, not to superimpose them over him, but so that he can tap into that experience in order to build a solid team. And the other thing is how he goes, who he picks as assistant. And if I had my own way, I think he should go for Maxwell Kuneja, who he has been with in at the under 23 level. I think the chemistry is solid, and it would be a way of growing Maxwell himself also to come and run the national team in the future.
Well, Brother Moses Swamwini, we thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Brother.
Radio Ghana hit the streets to find out people's reactions to the news of Kwesi Appiah's appointment.
I think Kwesi Appiah can do something better for Ghana Black Stars. If only the necessary support is given to him by both local coaches and the GSA, they give the necessary support in which the team is very well, they give him all that he needs. I think Kwesi Appiah can do the job. Because you've got players there already. If you watch the Premiership, if you watch the Italian League, if you watch the French League, you see Ghanaian players are doing well. And I can tell you today, Kwesi Appiah can do better. So we should give him the chance. Look, AI has been one of the supportive coaches in the previous years. I think he's going to perform. Maybe I see some of the experiences from the foreign coaches and other stuff. So what I can say is that maybe he's going to perform.
I could see Appiah being a Ghanaian is very, very positive, because they need me for a Ghanaian coach to handle the guys, and now we have it. So we just look out, and remain optimistic about everything that's happening.
Let's look at what we do. Talking about computer, I think he has been there for long, since he was an assistant. With an assistant, you know the problems that are there, so we can carry on. And I believe he's competent.
Those were the views of Ghanaian football fans on the appointment of James Kwesi Appiah as Black Stars coach.